Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and Making Marriage Great. John Bushnell here. And I'm getting a little bit carried away here with Habakkuk. I do try to encourage men 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. It goes on, goes up about 5 a.m. Central Time. My son, Micaiah, now is the lone survivor here at the home helping me out with this. Levi has returned to the East Coast. So we are trying to just impart a little bit of wisdom, what little I have. And mostly from God's word, and God's word is filled with wisdom. So I hope this encourages you guys. We've been looking at Habakkuk. I talked yesterday about how we might interpret scripture way wrong if we just look at one verse, and we need to look at it in the full context of it. And I want to move on. Habakkuk has had some pretty bad news from God. He thought it was pretty bad, and God says, no, it's not bad. It's really actually pretty good compared to how bad it's going to get. And just a realization that we're not on this planet for us to have a great life. We're on this planet to bring glory to God. The catechisms that I teach my children, the number one is this. What is the chief end of man? The chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. But that enjoyment of God while we're on planet Earth is not the American dream. It is not on a hammock and sipping lemonade. It may, in fact, well, let's look at what Habakkuk says. He's gotten some pretty bad news. And then he talks about how mighty and great his God is and what God is going to do to the enemies. He realizes that. But first, the enemies are going to do really bad to Israel, to Habakkuk's people, to Habakkuk. And then God will come back because people of God are about to be disciplined. And here's Habakkuk toward the end of chapter 3, verse 16. Here's what he is saying about his own body. I hear, and my body trembles. My lips quiver at the sound. Rottenness enters into my bones. My legs tremble beneath me. Yet I will quietly wait for the day of trouble to come upon people who invade us. They're being invaded. And Habakkuk is shooken to the core. So like the people that are standing on the beach or near the beach, there in Panama City, Florida, after that hurricane, they're shaken to the core. Everything they know of, their world has drastically changed. Where people after a massive earthquake, or after a tsunami, or a tornado, or a bad car accident, or people who have just heard about a loved one who has cancer, or maybe that has died. This is where Habakkuk is. You can't be shaken more than he is. But this is his response to God. After he says, I am shaken to the core, he then sings this song. Though the fig trees should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. Amen. So let's walk in the high places, guys. No matter what's going on in your life right now, what's going on in your marriage, or maybe you're in a broken marriage. Maybe you're divorced, and man, if I ever get another chance, I'm going to do this right. Hey, let's walk in the high places, right? Men, we need to encourage one another to walk in the high places. That's what God calls us to do. He gives us the grace to do it, so we are without excuse. But we need to look in the right places for that grace. And that's in God's word. That's in fellowship. That's making it to that Bible study. It's making it to that life group. It's being there with those other men that sharpen you and that you can sharpen them. And there's friction involved in that. There's provoking one another to good works. It's challenging one another, equipping one another, encouraging one another. These are words that are about our fellowship. There's action, interaction. It's not just sitting and listening. There's interaction. There's that fellowship. So even in this podcast, it's weird. I can get pretty fired up, but guys, I'm getting no response from you, right? If you just sit there and go, man, that was good, and you just click it off and go, then there's no interaction. So I would encourage you, as I'm encouraging you, if it's encouraging you, to write back. Say, hey, John, I appreciated this, or I have a question about that, or I like this, can you do more of that? That would be great. I'd appreciate it. Hey, Have a great and godly weekend, and I'm praying for you. God bless.